What's up, y'all? It's your girl Lex P.
And it's your girl Dre and Nicole.
And y'all know we wrapping up the tour, so y'all know we had to come home.
We had to come home. And you know, we love a good theme. Mm-hmm. We wanted to do a theme so bad for Houston. So we doing a Freaknik theme for the Houston show. It's going to be so lit, y'all.
Yes, November 25th. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7 at House of Blues, y'all. We got Beat King coming through. We got Zero coming through. And I'm telling y'all, it's a lot more people coming through because we home.
Yeah.
We finna be out. Surprise. We have so many surprises. It's Freaknik thing. So get your hair done. Put your grills in. Your spray painted t-shirts. Get real ghetto because we finna have a time. Yo. We finna shake some ass and turn up.
Yes, period. Your best 90s attire. Put that shit on, period.
So we'll see y'all soon, November 25th, House of Blues in Houston. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre and Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Minds.
Where a drunk mind speaks sober thoughts.
All right, it's just us today.
Thanks. I had to cross my legs. I feel like that makes me look more professional.
So you know what, what I found out? crossing your legs, this is actually like a whore thing to do.
Really? So like, so it don't make me look professional. No.
So how you're supposed to sit, this is real. You're actually supposed to cross at the ankles. You're supposed to cross at the ankles. Like, that's what's more professional and more ladylike.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I just feel like if you looked it up, then why you didn't really look it up?
It was like a random like fact thing a long time ago that I learned. Mm-hmm.
And you didn't care to find out why.
I didn't care to find out why, because I just still crossed my legs.
Because you said I would still be a hoe.
Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe.
Just might be a hoe.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I sit more comfortable like this, because I feel like when you're sitting like this, if you have a dress on, that gap be right there. That little gap in your dress?
Well, I mean, if you have a dress on, depending on how short your dress is, like if you sit like this, people can see up your dress.
I feel like if I sit like this and I have a skirt on, you can't see. Mm. Like, you can't see.
Okay.
If I sit like this, it might have that little space right here.
And that makes sense.
Yeah, so I feel like I like crossing my legs, but yeah, they say you're supposed to cross at the ankle. Just a little FYI for y'all.
I love a fun fact.
So what's been up, girl?
Girl, like, we've been traveling a lot. We've been like all over the place, all over the pimping, all over the world.
The fancy calls, the women and the cat. Why did he say caviar? Like, you thought
A lot of people like caviar, and I feel like maybe I'm just still ghetto at heart because my palate is not that extensive. I personally do not like the way caviar tastes.
It's
like,
way too fishy.
It's just not good to me. I don't like the way it tastes, and I feel like I've tried numerous different types, and I just don't like it.
Yeah, I think there's like a certain type that you can have that's supposed to be like, you know, like a beginner caviar, but I tried the expert
caviar.
What is expert caviar, bitch?
The real caviar connoisseurs. That's what they eat.
You a real caviar
eater.
No,
I'm not a real eater. I'm not. I don't like it. It's not. Why would you stick your fat ass tongue out like that?
My tongue fat. It's fat and juicy.
Why would you do that?
I was drinking my drink.
No, you was not.
Let me ask you a question. Wait, is a serious question.
It's not.
Bro, come on. You know me.
Yeah, that's how I know it's not serious.
If you went on a date and a man was like this.
I'd probably be like, I gotta go to the restroom real quick. I'll be right back.
But yeah, he was like trying to show you that tongue work.
What? Okay, well, it depends. Because, like, see, your tongue, at least it's not white. If it was white, if he had a white tongue, I'd really be like.
Mm-hmm. And then he had two straws. Like this. He was going like this. He was like drinking his drink like this.
I would feel violated. I'm like, that's very like, that is too sexually aggressive for the first day. Why?
I didn't say a first day. I just said y'all on a date.
Oh, if we already doing it,
yeah.
Then I'm gonna be like, you ready to go?
Oh, so you would like it?
I mean, like, if we already having sex, yeah. Then we drunk and like,
so just, you gonna think it's funny?
Yeah, like, I just think we having fun. Like, it's funny.
But no, but what if he was like,
no? But if it was the first date, hell no, I would feel fucking. Violated and okay. Sexually assaulted, low key. Like, why would you do that to me?
Okay,
you don't even know if I'm on it.
So this is so off topic. So
thank you.
Let me ask you this though: how do you feel about kissing on the first date? Because y'all know I recently have came out that I'm single again, back on the prowl. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I'm okay with because I enjoy dating. I have fun dating because I feel like I'm a good dater. I'm not a perfect person, but mm-hmm. I'm a fun dater. So I went on a first date and I had actually a really fucking good time. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about kissing on the first date?
Shit, if I like you, then you can kiss me.
So you don't mind kissing on the first
date? No.
I don't like kissing on the first date, even if I do like
Why?
You. I don't know. I feel like, cause
I'm not gonna kiss you first though. You gotta like,
yeah,
like,
you gotta go in.
It depends. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta make the first move. And yeah. If I like you, then I'm like, I'm cool with it.
I feel like, don't get me wrong. Like, I would if the vibes are right, but I feel like I like it when a guy like doesn't kiss me on the first date and he's like respectful. It's like, okay, you trying to take it slow. Cause most likely if the first date is good, I'm fucking by the third date. Wait, I thought we was connecting them. I thought. You ain't feel me on that one? You go...
No, I just know you, so I knew it was going to go left quick.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, okay, so I went on a first date the other day, y'all. Then we went on a second date. And I'm not going to lie. It was so hard not to get... I almost gave them yams up real bad.
On the first date?
It was the second date, bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. Second date.
It was. He had the mac and cheese. I had the yams, and they was touching. It was looking like a Thanksgiving plate.
So what happened? Why you didn't give it up?
Because I'm trying to be a lady.
So you just gonna wait till the third date?
Okay, so no, wait, let me explain
one more date, nigga.
I don't know what it is about me. I think it's because I always like, I don't know, I always am very open. Like, I like to travel. I'm very open about the type of woman I am. I don't know what it is about me, but every time I meet a man, they want to take me on a trip.
Yeah.
Every time I meet a guy, he's like, where you want to go? I want to take you on a vacation. It yeah. always happens to me. So I feel like a lot of times that's what be happening. Like, usually by the third day, I'll be like, fuck it. We outside.
We fucking.
Yeah, we fucking.
Fuck it, we fucking.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, my last little boo, we never gave him a nickname because that's my homie. Like, we friends. Like, we cool now. But, like, cool. Our fourth date, we was in Costa Rica. No, we never gave him a nickname.
Yes, he did. I'm not going to say
no, anything. You gave him a private nickname. I'm talking about on the show.
On the show, yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like, I don't know. But I'm going to try to hold out. I'm going to try to hold out.
So the fifth date.
I don't know. I'm gonna try the 90-day rule again. I'm taking it old school.
Well, that's a little too strict though.
That's too strict. I mean, too strict.
I just feel like if you like somebody, I mean, I don't know. I have this theory on like making a nigga wait specific amount of time to have sex with you. Cause I just feel like if that's what a nigga want, then he gonna still fuck you and not fuck with you like that.
And I've always believed that too. I mean,
yeah. Well, right. And obviously we're not talking about your situation, like not saying that that's what this specific person is gonna do to you or try to do to you. But I just have a theory of like, if you like somebody and you feeling them and that's what you wanna do, we all grown adults. You like, not.
When Solange had that song.
What song?
That I'd end up in really feeling you. You remember that song?
No.
There was this guy that I'm digging. He don't remember what's the last.
I don't think that's how we go. I don't think you're thinking
she
it right.
Said, there was this guy that I'm digging. Don't know what I'm looking for. Don't know where to begin.
Oh, I do.
We've been talking. Not enough.
I do remember this song.
Yes. You know what I'm talking to.
Yeah. No, I swear. I really do remember this song. That is so funny. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, I get it.
But go ahead. Go ahead.
That ain't how it went.
That is.
I think I picked up more on the words because you did have a harmony.
There was this guy.
Okay, Lisa, okay. You don't got to start over.
Ah.
You do not want to fuck over.
Tom, what are we drinking?
Like, that caught me off guard. What are we drinking?
This is apple.
Right.
This is. Damn, what was I going to call this for? I was not prepared.
Todd had a few drinks.
I was not prepared. Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Let me talk
outside. She had a sample of her product.
I was really trying to find the Solange song that she was talking about because I could not figure it out at all. I'm like, Tony, what's the name of it? This one we're going to call the Cuffin Season, okay? So it's cold out there, booed up. We got first dates popping off, okay? Third day, we might be cuffing, okay? We don't know. Mm-hmm. But this one, we have either tequila or vodka. We have some apple cider. We have a little bit of lemon juice and a little bit of our So Mixy Cinnamon Demerara for the seasons. And then we've topped it off with some ginger beer. So that's going to give it a little bit of that spice to match with that cinnamon that we have in there. We've garnished it with an apple slice, and then we sprinkle some cinnamon on top. Then we have some like simple syrup coated with cinnamon and nutmeg along the rim.
Is that vodka good in that one?
Yours is going to be vodka. This is tequila.
Okay, well, give me a note on love vodka. Okay, I'm ready, girl.
Cuffing season coming right
up. I'm ready. And y'all know,
this is so good.
It's so good. It tastes like an apple pie.
It tastes like an apple pie, and it just feel real cozy and like fall. It's getting fall vibes. Oh, I like it.
I sang the wrong song. Damn, I was trying to sing cozy, but I said, I've got to cool it down.
Heat it.
That was wrong. Cozy up in my skin.
Solange had a lot of hits, though.
And that's what I'm saying.
That was a good song,
you were talking about when Solange, when everybody, I was listening to Solange the teenager.
Okay.
So me
this
too.
This was before she got
into
disco. Yeah,
remember the song started off as, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. She was in the woods.
No, I do remember that song that she was talking about because she had another song. Solange really used to be having hits.
Solange has been a creative and been that girl.
She have. I wish I could
very,
think of this song.
Very, very.
Maybe I'll put it as my bop of the week if I could find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, find it. We got some time. So as usual, y'all know, it is holiday season, y'all. I'm telling you, you need the LS cream liqueur in your home. It's so good. You can heat it up, have it a little toasty. You can have it on ice, add it to your coffee, make a little espresso martini with it. You can do so many things. Y'all, make sure y'all enter the contest, and you can win $5,000. You can get all the information at lscreamliqueur.com. We'll put all the information down below. But yeah, shout out to LS Cream Liqueur.
Y'all know we love us some LS. Make sure y'all enter the contest. I don't know why y'all scared.
All right. Because Ty gonna win.
Because Ty about to get this money.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all need to enter the contest. It's no harm. It's, if you lose, you lose. But, I mean, you won't know unless you try.
I feel you.
You won't know unless you try. That's the thing about life.
That's the thing
about...
So
y'all need to try and enter the contest.
Yeah, so other than that, what you been going... What you got new? What's going on? Let's see. Then don't say no gym shit. They know that. What's up? What else is new?
A gym is life.
Okay. We don't got to talk about that again for the 30th time.
What?
Okay, well, let's talk about it from a different angle. Y'all know I'm very transparent. I'm the transparent one. Dre is more, you know, so I like to let y'all know.
That's why all I got for them every week is Jimmy's life.
The reason I'm transparent because I feel like when Poor Minds first started, this was about our dating life and how we are navigating through this shit because it's fucking hard, right? So obviously I have a newly dating situation. It's very fucking fresh. We've only went on 2 dates, but let me say what I liked. We were on the phone last night. He was like, you know, because we're dating. Right?
Why do you do What? Why do you do that?
Do what?
Do you feel like that, like, reiterate your point more?
What, when I say do what?
This is what I like.
This is what I liked. Yes, ho-ass nigga. Because this is what the fuck I like, bitch.
Yo, I feel like I always know Lex is serious whenever she tap me. This is...
Oh, I be hitting you that hard?
Sometimes.
God damn.
If you be serious, though.
But this is what I liked. So I like the fact that when we was on the phone, he was like, because we're dating, right? He was like, yeah, we're dating. We're getting to know each other. Because the thing about it is I feel like people are always so scared of like labels, but it doesn't necessarily mean we're getting married tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But yes, we are dating. We're involved. We're trying to see where things go. We're getting to know each other.
Right.
For some reason, people hate the word dating. They be like, oh, we talking. They don't like to say dating. They feel like it's so... And I like the fact that he was like, we're dating, right? Like, we dating. I done took you on 2 dates. Like, you dating. Like, you my little boo. And I was like, yeah, I'm your boo. Like,
I think dating and talking is the same thing.
It is the same thing.
To me, it's interchangeable.
But I don't agree. Because for some reason, men and their words, they get weird. They get weird about shit. They do. And this is coming from somebody who is like, I'm dating. I'm trying to... Niggas get weird with the word dating. They be like, because they feel like that's more of like serious. I'm just telling you what's going on.
No, I believe you. I'm just saying.
Oh,
like,
thank you, Tom.
To me, dating is like you're exploring your options.
Right.
You could possibly be dating multiple people. Mm-hmm. To me, it's not serious until we're in a relationship. If we say that we're in a relationship, or like even maybe not in a relationship, but like exclusively dating.
Mm-hmm.
Like we haven't agreed that we together, but like... We fucking with each other. We like each other. I don't want you dating nobody else.
Right. I agree. But like I said, I just like that fact because like I said, I feel like people always want to be like, oh yeah, we talking, we cool.
To me, it's...
The reason it's not interchangeable because let me tell you something. As a woman, when you hear something like, oh yeah, we talked, we was cool, versus dating, because dating is like, because we talking, we cool, could mean I just brought her over the crib and we was just fucking. I was just fucking on that hoe. When you say dating, it was like, okay, when you're dating somebody, I look at it as like, you really like this person. Y'all were outside together. Y'all were going on dates. You was like really, y'all were kind of, you know, having real conversations. Y'all were getting to know each other. So I feel like a lot of times men do that, but they want to reduce it down to, oh, I was just talking. And it was like, no, you were interested in this person and you were taking her out and you liked her. To me, talking, when you be like, yeah, I talked to this girl and we was just, you know, we was cool. Y'all was just fucking.
I don't even think that's fucking though sometimes. I feel like, because I guess when people say they was talking to somebody, I don't even necessarily think y'all was fucking. I just be like, oh, it wasn't serious.
When somebody say they be talking to somebody, I always assume y'all fuck.
That they fucking.
Because
I assume you fucking if you say dating.
I don't know.
If you was dating somebody, like if you dated somebody, that mean y'all be kicking it.
I mean,
y'all be together a lot. Like
I
y'all
dated
be going
Nail
on
Shop Bay, and me and Nail Shop Bay never had sex.
You and Nail Shop Bay was talking,
but no, because we used to be outside.
Yeah, but you didn't never fuck him. You didn't like him. I considered that. Like,
I liked him.
Okay, my bad. She did like you. However, I did tell him she don't.
Y'all, she don't. Let me tell y'all a story. We was in Miami for my birthday, right? He happened to be out there for his friend's bachelor weekend.
We in the car,
y'all. We in the Uber because he called us an Uber. We about to go to the club. Fucking Bryson Tiller comes on and he was like, she don't want my love. I guess I gotta move on. Dre was like, this y'all song for Lex. You need to move on. Oh my God. I was so... And he was like, facts, Drea. Facts. I was like, oh my God. But facts. I don't want your love. But I'm glad he has moved on. And we're still friends.
For now.
No, he's moved on.
He moved on.
Yeah, but that's my nigga.
That's
like,
good for him. I mean, I feel like sometimes people need to hear the truth.
No, because why did you say that?
First of all, I was drunk. And one thing about me, when I'm drunk, I'm going to let the chopper sing.
You let that chopper sing.
I don't be giving a fuck.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P, and we are officially in the holiday season. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I love a unique gift. Like, don't just pull up to any little store and pick up something off the shelf. That's why I love shopping at uncommongoods.com. It supports small businesses and artists. Everything is usually handmade. It's all unique. And so you have to buy the things before they sell out, because these are one-of-a-kind gifts, whether it's something for your home, kitchen. They have uncommon experiences. So if you want to do a mixology class, a romantic map making class, they have so many unique gifts to offer your loved ones. So whether it's for your mom, your dad, your best friends, your boo, whatever, you can find a really special and unique gift. So what you're going to do is go to uncommongoods.com/poor minds. That's uncommongoods.com/poor minds and get 15% off of your order. Y'all, it's holiday season and I like to save a little money. And the best part about it is every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they donate $1 to a nonprofit of your choice. They have raised over $2.5 million. So not only are you giving to your family a good gift, but you're giving back. So uncommongoods.com/poor minds. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P, and I'm here to tell y'all about Z-Biotics. Now, we all like to go out, drink, and have a good time, but this is a drink that you start your night with. It's a probiotic drink that has been engineered by PhD scientists. So when you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. So what Z-Biotic probiotic drink does is it breaks that down. It has an enzyme in there so you feel better the next day. I'm telling you, start your night off with this and you will feel amazing the next day. So we have partnered with them to get you 15% off of your order. I'm telling you, you're not going to regret it. If you just start this and then chase it with a little alcohol, you can get the night started. Okay, don't take it like that. But you all know what I mean. I'm telling you, get your night started right. You will feel great the next day. Y'all know I record these long episodes and I'll be drinking, turning up with Ty. So I always start with my Z-Biotic probiotic drink right before I record. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to zbiotics.com/poor minds. That's zbiotics.com/poor minds to get 15% off of your order today.
Speaking of letting the chopper sing, mm-hmm. that brings us to the first topic. Mm-hmm. So today, I wanted to talk about this because, you know what, on this show, we talk about dating a lot. We talk about relationship topics a lot. And we talk about how men don't do this, men don't do that. And we always get on the men and we talk about how dating is so hard for us because we feel like we're the complete package. I'm not going to lie. I still stand by that. I think I'm beautiful. I think I'm funny. I think I have things to bring to the table. I'm a very confident person. But you know what? I had a moment and I had things happen in these last 3 days that realized, you know what? When people say, is pee in the dating pool, I might be a little bit of that urine.
I'm a little Y'all, bit. I mean, you is licks.
All right, bitch. Hold on. Bring it back now, that goddamn it.
Yo, tribe.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair enough. Because I realized, y'all, this is something that I'm truly confessing on the show. I have anger issues. Mm-hmm. And it was brought to me, and my ex, I'm not supposed to say his name on the show no more, but I don't give a fuck, because that's my nigga, like, rapper Bae. Me and him still, you know, that's somebody who's always going to be a character in my life.
Eat my apple slice.
This
is getting spicy.
It's good and juicy. But anyway, so y'all, rapper Bae is somebody, for y'all out there who know who rapper Bae is, you don't know who he is, you may be fucking him, you may be talking, I ain't going nowhere. I'm just that girl that always going to be around.
Why would you say that?
Because there's probably some girls out here that be like, ah. Because the girl he was dealing with, she was a listener, so she put two and two together.
Hi, Bookie.
Hi, girl. She probably don't watch no more. But anyway, so I said all that to say, I had a conversation with him. And we were talking, he was like, yeah, he was like, when you're drinking or even when you're sober, like when you are mad and you're upset, you be coming for blood. He was like, it's things that you've said to me that are literally unforgivable, but I love you so much. I forgive you. And you're somebody I know who's going to be around. I know it's things that you need to work on. And he was like, but you don't understand, that chips away at me. Mm-hmm. So I had a situation with, you know, somebody and I got mad. and I released a baby beast. Because I didn't think I was going hard. The shit that I've done to Rapper Bae, I'm not going to lie. Like, when I be going in on him, nigga, it gets ugly in the field. Okay? So, I was like, when I called him and I was like, am I a mean person? He was like, hell yeah, you mean as fuck. Especially, like, when you're mad, you don't know how to express yourself properly. Like, you be trying to break a nigga down. And I was like, you know what? That's my pee. That's my urine. You know? And
Yeah, it is.
That's my urine. Like, when people, like, somebody I date, that's probably like, this is like, it's pee in the day. But like, he could, the person I did that to, you know, he could possibly say that about me. Cause it was like, you know, this is the second time you've done this and I don't like it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck, I need to really take a step back and really kind of evaluate the things I do and my communication. Mm-hmm. And when I was talking to you about it this morning, when we were on the phone, you expressed that to me. You was like, yeah, you know, I've never seen you get mad, but you saw an instance where you was like, oh, okay. This ain't a side I ever seen it before.
Let me speak my piece.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, you know, Lex is very non-confrontational when it comes to her friendships. And I feel like that's because, like, you always say on the show all the time, it's because you, like, really value your friendships, I guess, because you never really had, like, a big family and stuff. So you look at your friends as family. So I feel like Lex is not confrontational. Like, anytime me and her done got into it over the years or we done had a disagreement, it be me. Because I'm going, well, not it be me, but I'm going to say something. Like, I'm the reason why we having the conversation in the first place. Because I'm like, look, bitch, you, like, you done did this. You done pissed me off. Like, you got me fucked up, whatever. We talk, and we talking about it. And then she do. Sometimes she be calm, but then sometimes she do react. Like, we really have got into, like, deep arguments and altercations and stuff. But she ain't never, like, charged at me or, like, been disrespectful or, like, spazzed or called me some crazy shit.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know you was like, you had that side of you in you. And I had been knowing you at this point last year for like 6 years. So I didn't even know that shit was in her. I was like, oh, she's so nice. Like, I know you disagree with people and stuff. Yeah. But like, the way you argued with that nigga outside of the club last year.
Shit got real.
And this was not her ex or nobody. Like, this was, like, a nigga that she was cool with. And I guess, you know, at one point y'all kind of did like each other, but he just never
went. He liked me. I was bored. Let's be honest.
Okay, that's fair. But y'all was kind of, y'all was talking.
We were texting.
Okay, y'all were texting.
We never went on a date.
Y'all was texting. But, you know, it was never nothing that was that serious. It never went nowhere. But, like, the way y'all, she spazzed on this thing outside the club, like, I was shook. She went toe to toe with this nigga.
I was ready to fight.
You was like, yeah, bitch ass nigga. I was like,
you a bitch, your mama a bitch, everybody a bitch. When eventually you have a kid, she gonna be a bitch and your broke hoe ass nigga.
And I think Javi was there.
Javi was there.
Javi was there.
Javi was there.
Yes, he was.
Javi, do you mind coming and speak and saying your experience? Can I give you the mic real quick? Because, no, I want to hear it from Javi's point of view.
Baby, that was a different time. And then Ryan and Chad and everybody Ryan had and to, Chad like, get involved. There. And it was, like,
hold
crazy.
On. Let's get Javi's this side of the
this
story.
This was last year in Houston when we was on tour.
Okay, let's get Javi's side of the story.
I mean, it was just one of them situations where, like, I really can't describe it. Like,
you never seen that side of her before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I'm sitting up here like, I never want to fuck up ever. Like, seeing that side, I'm like, Okay.
And you ain't know she had it in her.
Oh, no. Cause she just so nice and sweet and shit. But it's like, you piss Lex off, it's I'm surprised you didn't swing.
She was about to.
Yeah.
That's when Ryan and them had to come in. Because you was mad. Like, it was crazy. And, like, even as your even as your best friend, like, I've been on you since I was, what, 23, you was 25. Like, I have never seen you be like that with nobody ever. So I'm just like, well, damn, if that is how you be with your niggas, then you definitely got an anger problem. For sure.
Okay, so let me say this.
Like, if that's how you be going at niggas, yeah, that's crazy.
And what's crazy, like I said, when I got into an argument with this person.
Thank you, Javi. For your testimony.
But I'm glad that he said that, because for him to describe me as a monster.
I was a monster.
I was a monster, but I need to hear that, because I always felt like every time I got into it with like Rapper Bay or any of my exes, I was like, because you deserved it. This is a reaction to your actions. So I was always making an excuse. So, and I am an advocate for, it's not about what you say, it's how you say it. Because my feelings are valid, but I need to learn how to express them properly. So when I'm going back and looking at these text messages, I'm like, oh my God, like you, this was a little harsh and this was a little mean. But I mean, he ain't. I got on the phone with Rapper Bay this morning and I was talking. I was like, am I a mean person? He was like, hell yeah, you mean. Because he has gotten the butt of everything. Like, that shit that y'all saw, that was light work compared to what I be doing to him.
Well, first of all, I have to play devil's advocate here. He be doing some
crazy shit. No, he definitely does. He definitely does. I'm not saying
that that's an excuse, because I am a person who I do feel like if you don't want somebody to talk to you crazy, or if you don't want somebody to handle you crazy, you don't need to be talking to them like that. Mm-hmm. I'm big on stuff like that. So I definitely feel like that doesn't give you a right, just because he be doing shit, it don't give you a right to like call him a bitch ass nigga or like, so that doesn't make things okay. But at the same time, like, people be doing shit too. Like, he be doing stuff too. He be triggering you.
Yes.
And that's why I just ultimately, the point of what I'm trying to say is I just feel like y'all are both toxic for each other. Like,
romantically.
It's just a toxic situation. Like, it's both parties. Like, he be doing shit, then the way you react, and then y'all end up getting into a fight. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it's toxic. Like, you need to be with a man who know how to, like, handle your emotions, but you also need to be with a man who don't make you want to react that way. Because I feel like I can honestly say, too, we was talking about this earlier. When I was younger, I used to spaz on niggas like that, too. Like, I used to be, like, a nigga had me fucked up. I'd be on the phone, you a bitch-ass nigga. I'd be going off. Now, I feel like I don't even date niggas who make me want to react that way.
And that's fine.
Like, I would never talk to people that I've dated, I would say, in probably, like, the past 2-3 years. I would never talk to none of them like that.
And what
especially the nigga I'm dating now.
Right. And you know what? We talked about this a little bit on the episode we had with Bree. So what I'm realizing is I don't want to talk to anybody that way. And I'd be in my head thinking, I would never talk to this man this way. I would never do that. It don't matter who it is. I got anger issues.
But I disagree, because you don't have anger issues when it comes to your friends.
Yeah,
though.
Because I'm also not sucking your dick and fucking you when I'm not in love with you or whatever feelings that I have. It's a different level. It's just different. I don't have this energy for my friends because I don't know why I don't. But when it comes to men, something in me is a little bit broken and hurt. I don't know where that anger comes from. And people probably see it on the show and they be like, oh, she's just she hates me. And she, maybe it is. Maybe I am. But I am finally okay with saying it out loud and admitting it. I have some hurt deep down inside, some kind of trauma that I need to address, because even when Nail Shop Bay, I done said some mean ass shit to him. I'm not nice as I thought I was. So all this stuff, all these great characteristics
I told you that too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And we had a conversation about that this morning. All these great characteristics I have, I've been thinking, oh, you're this perfect woman. And I ain't gonna lie, I had a situation, because I'm used to everybody babying me too. Every time I do something, Rapper Bay was always forgiving me. Nail Shop Bay was forgiving me. All these other men, because I don't know why. This nigga, he was standing on business. He said, I appreciate your apology, but I don't forgive you. I said, God.
Yeah. Because he don't have to.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, this is an issue. And when I actually was calm, you know, me and Rapper Bay are friends now, and I got on the phone with him, he was like, Yes, and I cannot believe you're actually admitting this and saying this, but this also goes with growth. Like, I'm growing. I'm not perfect, nigga. I'm still trying, but the first step is admitting.
Right.
You know, so I wanted to talk about, obviously, we're talking about anger issues today. I want to talk about signs that you have anger issues, symptoms, and how to help with it. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, moving forward in my therapy sessions, I think if you're in therapy out there, a lot of times what I do in therapy is I talk about how people have hurt me and how they wronged me. I never talk about what I've done to add to that. So moving forward
victim
in therapy,
mindset.
I am a victim, baby. I will shoot somebody in the leg and they shoot me back. I'll be like, look what she did. Look at this bitch. But I ain't tell you I shot her in the leg a little bit. I'll be like, damn, it was just the ankle a little bit.
But see, the thing about me, I'm going to tell y'all, she shot me. Lex be playing.
I do.
We was at the show in Philly. We was at the show. It was either Philly or DC whenever we was there. And the girl was like, Drea always snitching on Lex.
Oh, yeah.
That's supposed to be your friend. I don't be snitching on her. She be lying. And victim. And being a victim.
So I'm going to read some of these things that show if...
Let me sip my apple pie.
I'm fucking weak. Okay, so these are some signs that you have anger issues. And like I said, anger issues don't necessarily mean that you are physically violent.
Right.
I feel like most of the time, I be spazzing. I'm a screamer. I'm a text some mean. I'm a say... some mean ass shit. Like, when I was looking back at these text messages, I was like, wow, like, and to me, it wasn't bad, but obviously knowing the person I'm dealing with, like, he didn't deserve that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So one of the signs that you have anger issues is reacting quickly and violently to small problems. Like, for example, they put an example, becoming angry when somebody bumps you. So I feel like
angry about it.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. Okay, let me tell you what happens that makes me mad. I hate when I'm walking some way. And this is when I was like, this is the things that I have to talk to my therapist about. If we walk in the same way and we in a tight knit spot, if I move my shoulder, you need to move yours too. And we need to work together to squeeze through this fucking spot. Hmm. If I don't see you move at the last minute, bitch, I'm bumping you. And I'm looking back at you. Because I started doing that because I feel like, especially with white people, they just don't be wanting to move over on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And they feel like we should always move. Maybe that's me being too woke. Maybe. I don't know. But I'm not. If you move, we can move together, bitch.
If I move, you move.
Just like that.
Period.
Hell yeah. Hey, DJ, bring that the fuck back. You know how, you feel me? So, yeah, that shit do be pissing me off. Another one. Accusing friends and relatives of disrespecting you or going behind your back.
You think you do that?
I'm not gonna lie. When me and this person got into it, it was because I did something and he reacted to what I did. And then I got mad at him for reacting to what I did. Because I, like I said, I do play the victim. I will throw a rock and hide my motherfucking hands. And I always think everybody out to get me. And it's like, bitch, sometimes people not always out to get you. You just be doing stupid shit. So I took that as you feeling like the work.
Disagree.
You don't need to comment no more. Shut up.
I like this conversation. It's going well.
Okay, I'm taking accountability, okay?
I know. I'm like, wow.
Ooh, okay, so this is the big one for me. So when I read this list, I was like, this is the big one. Feeling frustrated with your actions during an argument or regretting them instantly after the event. So this is when I realized, I was like, okay, this is me. Because the next day, we was at the, like, when that incident that Javi and Drea just talked about, the next day at the airport.
That wasn't no incident, bitch.
It was an incident.
That was not an incident.
What was it?
Calling it an incident is making it seem like it was small. That was a catastrophe.
Okay, a catastrophe is crazy.
It was.
I didn't shut it down. Like, everybody went home after that.
Bitch, they had to put cones on the street. They shut the street down.
Mention my name, bring the whole city out. Okay, but what I'm saying is...
That was a wild day.
But the next day... Now, don't get it twisted. I didn't regret charging that nigga up because he had me fucked up.
Yeah, you ain't regret how you talked to everybody neither. Remember you told everybody, and fuck all of y'all.
I said that?
Javi, she was like, the only person I'm apologizing to is Drea, and that's because me and Drea have a business together, and that's my best friend, and I'm sorry, Drea, if I embarrassed you. I was the only person you apologized to.
And I stand on it.
She said it, fuck.
Sorry, Javi, I apologize to you, too. I apologize, Javi, I'm sorry. Okay, bitch, I was...
And I was sitting there like, bitch, don't only apologize to me.
Drea!
No, you was cutting up bad that day.
Real bad.
That's one of the, I was about to say, that's one of them incidents where I wish we had a video, but I do. I forgot I do.
You do?
Remember who? You remember Jordan sent this to me?
Oh, yeah, he did. Okay.
You was Because they had cameras outside.
Yeah, he did have the cameras. But he was sending it to people, too. That was...
Like, that's how I seen it, because he sent it to Jordan. And I'm like,
I was ready to fight that nigga.
You was cutting up, baby.
But anyways, one of the things about anger management is, like, the next day you regret it. The next day I regret it, not to him, but when I walked in that airport and everybody was, like, sitting because we were waiting on our flight, I was like this. Hey. Hey, y'all.
And everybody was looking like...
Kat was the only one that was like, what's up? Hey, what's
Lex
up?
Lex P.
Yeah. Kat was ready and everybody was like... Dre was like this.
Because you were so embarrassed. I could not believe you were behaving that way.
But that's... I know, Drea. It's bad.
It was bad.
I'm really bad. And so, honestly...
It was the liquor, too, though. Which gets into...
Go ahead.
Another thing that they have on the list, becoming angry or violent during or after consuming alcohol.
When I get that...
Because you would never act like that if you were sober.
But, okay, so this is where I'm like... Because sometimes I do, but it's not as bad. But when I'm drinking and you do something to upset me, but this is also the thing. I also give people warnings. I kept telling that nigga, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk.
You did. That's fair.
I said that constantly. He was pressing me.
Yeah.
So one thing I will say is, like, even when I got into it with this person, it's like they kept texting me. And I was like, you know, I was like outside and I'm like drinking and doing X, Y, Z. All right, well, shit finna get real ugly. Academics. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, I thought this was Patreon still. Fuck. Fuck it, you know what I mean.
I mean, you ain't lying.
But what I'm saying is, like, I just felt like when you try to back me in the corner, I got to fight my way out. I don't know where this anger comes from. I don't know what, but I'm glad that I've identified
you was
it.
On the boulevard acting real ugly.
I was going to wet the block up.
Yeah, you was cutting up. I get it, though, because we had talked about this earlier, too, and I was saying, for me, I don't think I have anger issues necessarily, right. But I definitely, when that liquor get in me, when I be drunk, I'ma let the chopper sing every time on everybody. Like, it don't matter. If you pissed me off, it could have been you pissed me off like last year. And I'm like, bitch, I'm on your ass.
Drea don't forget shit. Drea be bringing up shit 7 years ago. I'm like, bro, that was the first day we met.
Lex be thinking we moved on.
Bitch, never. But, and I will also say this. So today I made a conscious decision, though. Obviously, with my job, I feel like I'm more comfortable on camera. I can be honest and real. Like, I'm going to drink whenever we record, I'm not going to just, like, much so, like, socially drink as much, though. Like, when I go out to eat or I go on a date or I'm, especially if I'm going through something. Last year when my mom passed, I made a conscious decision not to drink. I wanted to go through that sober and I wanted to get through it on my own. I didn't want to turn to alcohol and I didn't drink unless I was working. So I think what I'm going to do for the next, you know, few months is just, I need to back up on the liquor a little bit. and take accountability and really stand in my shit. I need to stand in my shit to really heal and grow and become a better person for real. Because honestly, when I was talking to this person and talking to Rapper Bae about my anger issues, I didn't even think of that instance. You the one who brought it up to me. You was like, yeah, bitch, because that night I was like, oh,
well, only because, and the only reason I brought it up is because you were explaining to me how you react to them in private and, like, the conversations y'all be having. And then you were saying how you be so angry and you be spazzing. And I'm like, well, I have never seen you act that way ever towards any of your friends. When me and you get into an argument, like, I've never seen you react that way. If anything, I would consider you to be a non- confrontational person. But then I was like, oh. Bitch, I went back to that time and I said, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even know you had this shit in you. I was shook. I was shook. I was a little scared too. I was like, what is going on?
I would never treat you like that, Buki.
No, I know. I know, but it's also not okay to treat other people like that.
No, it's not. It's not. And that's something that, like I said, moving on in therapy.
Right.
I'm going to talk to her about the shit I do. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times in therapy, I was playing the victim. And I need to stop doing that because, bitch, it be you.
But I told you, I don't feel like you play victim on purpose. Like, I feel like you don't never have bad intentions.
Right. That's the truth.
I don't think you ever have bad intentions. And so because you don't have bad intentions and you could be a little selfish at times, I think that you be feeling like, oh, well, like, that wasn't my intention. I didn't mean to do this. So, like, why are you attacking me? Or why do you feel, or why are you trying to make me feel bad about it? But it's like, okay, even though that wasn't your intent, this is how you made somebody feel, or this is how you reacted to the situation or whatever you did. This is still what you did.
Right.
Even though that wasn't your intent. And you gotta own it.
I still beat your ass, though, so stop playing with me.
Who that man? All right.
Everybody, who wants to smoke, bitch? I ain't learned no lesson. Okay, let's move on to the next topic.
And this is why you need BetterHelp.com.
Oh, yes, BetterHelp.com for real. I cannot wait till my therapy session.
Use code Pour Mine.
Please use it, bitch.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, XP.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
And we are here to talk to y'all about GoodDaySense.com.
Yes, I love me a good candle. And Good Day Scents candles smell so good. And their soy-based candles.
My fave. So there's nothing better than getting your house super clean, mopping, sweeping, all that good stuff, and lighting a candle. And let me tell you, my favorite scent is Black Love. I like to manifest that in the air because that's what I want.
Yeah.
And so...
it's vanilla. I feel like you can never go wrong with a vanilla candle.
I mean, it's fall time. That's the kind of scents we need. So also, you can use code P-O-U-R, that's pour, and get 25% off of your order. So go to GoodDaySense.com and get your candle and use our discount code and have your house smelling good.
Go ahead, Drea.
So, for the second topic, I had seen this video that was going viral or whatever on Twitter, and it was basically like a woman saying that you either can have a man or you can have standards. Mm. But you ain't gonna have both.
Okay.
And I thought that was a very interesting, you know, perspective to have. Because I could kind of see what she's saying. Mm. So, like, I want to know how you feel about that.
I want to know how you feel because you got a man. So, do you feel like you don't, like, do you feel like all of your standards are still held and you have your man? Or do you feel like you've had to lose a couple of standards to have your man?
Not lose. My standards, no, never that, because I'm never going to lose my standards. Like, I still have certain standards. A nigga got to meet certain things in order to date me or be my man. But I think that it's certain things that, especially, too, when you fall in love with somebody and you love someone, you bend a little bit more than you normally would.
You hit that stanky leg a little bit.
Yeah, you going to bend a little bit. If you really care about somebody, and sometimes it might be to the point that it makes you maybe a little bit uncomfortable or takes you out of your comfort zone, because normally about certain shit, I'm standing on business like, no, nigga, you got me fucked up.
Yeah.
But because I love you, because I'm with you, because I want to make this work, I'm like, okay, well, I mean, we'll see. Like, we can see what we can do. We can try to figure it out. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to say you have to lose your standards to have a man, but I definitely feel like to be in a relationship and to sustain a relationship, you have to be a person who is willing to
hit that stanky leg.
Yeah.
You gotta hit that stanky leg.
And I don't even want to say compromise, because to me, sometimes it's a little further than compromise.
Yes, it's not compromise. You gotta
hit... It's a little past. What's past compromise?
Stanky leg.
Okay.
That stanky leg.
It's stanking.
Because you gotta... And you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it, but you gonna do it.
But you gonna still hit that hoe.
I'ma still hit that hoe because I love you, nigga. But I think that it goes both ways.
Well, yeah, for sure.
And that's what I wanted to get at, too, because like I said, me sitting in my shit, I'm standing in my shit this episode. This is what I'm doing. That nigga was hitting that stanky leg for me. He hit that stanky leg real hard. You know what I'm saying? Because even before, you know, this shit that we went through in the past year and a half, I was like, damn, I done did a lot of shit. I done did some fucked up shit. And he was hitting that stanky leg like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times in a relationship period, I don't think that you have to let go all of your standards. So in that video, it was like she was basically saying, you're going to have standards, you're going to have a man. You can't have both. So you got to let go.
Said.
Yeah, she was like, you got to let go of your standards and then you can have a man. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with that. And I don't put that
energy. I don't agree with that either.
I don't put that energy in the air because I truly believe I'm going to find a person that's for me. Now, I'm not going to check off all of his boxes and maybe vice versa, but it's going to be like 9 out of 10 of the boxes going to be checked. And it's going to be that one thing I don't mind hitting the stanky leg about. I'm a very optimistic person. I know my person's out there. I'm very confident in that.
Same.
So I don't like to even put that energy in there. So I feel like there's somebody out there for everybody. But a lot of times, y'all have this certain vision and y'all just be looking at surface level shit. And this is why sometimes dating is hard for me, because I'm not a surface level person. And I realized that too, especially when I moved to Atlanta, because I thought all I wanted, y'all, you know, we don't even say this on the show no more. I thought I wanted a BDB. And all he had to do was have money and be able to take me out and show me a good time and take me shopping and take me on trips. That's like, yeah, that's what I still want. But that's not even what really fucking matters. Can I sit on the couch with you?
Not for a real relationship.
Can I sit on the couch with you in silence and it's not awkward and you not bothering me? Like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Can we sit and have a deep conversation and end up talking for 4 or 5 hours and be like, damn, where has time gone? Can we, you know, can I bring you... People don't even feel comfortable praying over a meal. They don't even want to grab their partner's hand and pray together.
I feel like you can't be with nobody that brings T-Rex out.
Who? Who's T-Rex?
You know who it is.
I swear.
The person Hobby was just talking about.
T-Rex is crazy. I'm giving Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
He said a monster. And you said Jurassic Park?
T-Rex.
Yeah.
That's what we about to name this episode. No, bitch, it's more like...
You know, T-Rex got the two, right?
Well, maybe I need to call you something else.
Pterodactyl.
I don't know, bitch.
Okay.
Triceratops.
But this is the thing, though. It's not about somebody bringing that out in me. That's in me. I need to heal that. Every man is going to bring that out in me because I'm broken and I'm hurt from something. And I need to find what it is. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You keep saying, I don't need to date somebody. Every nigga brings that out of me.
But I don't think so. I think that when you find your person... The person that you are supposed to be with, I don't think that they're going to bring that side out of you. And I'm only,
I think they'll be patient.
No, but I'm speaking from a real perspective of like somebody who has dated multiple people in my life. And I feel like I have cared. Like I'm a person who it takes a lot for me to really have like real feelings for somebody for real. But I have dated a few guys over my lifetime and over the time that me and you have been friends where it's been niggas that I cared about. Some of them niggas, I used to spaz on them. Like, I used to really go off. Like, I really used to. Why are you rolling your eyes, T-Rex?
Because those were niggas that you loved. And that be my thing.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay, and that's fair. Those were niggas that I loved, but they was not my person. They was not, like, a person who was meant for me. I feel like, yo, a person who is meant for you will be able to calm you to a certain extent and tame you, but not make you feel restricted. Not like they trying to, like, keep you boxed in, but just they know how to deal with you.
Okay.
And so I feel like now, the situation that I am in now, I do not react that way.
But Dre, you just said they know how to deal with me. So it's like they're bringing it out of me. They just know how to handle it.
No, that's not, Lex, no, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm just trying to clarify.
I'm saying I can get into an argument with the person that I'm dating now and I would not call that nigga no bitch ass nigga. I would not talk to him crazy because at the end of the day, I respect him. I'm not going to talk to him like that. It's also our communication. Our communication style is not toxic. Like, it's very mature adult communication.
Right.
I feel like in my past, it's been like toxic shit. Like, you blocking me, I'm blocking you. You a bitch ass nigga. Okay, bitch, you got me fucked up too. And we blocking each other and we doing all of this extra shit. It's like, yeah, we did love each other. We cared about each other. But, like, clearly you bring the worst out of me. You are not good for me.
But
and I feel like, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish.
I was just going to say, I feel like these situations that you're talking about that you've been in, it's because these are not necessarily good people for you. If me as your friend, I'm talking about the things that I've seen from the outside looking in and the back and forth and, you know, certain things that have come to pass since you've been dating them, they're not really the best person for you. And that's why y'all always...
And I'm not disagreeing with you, but what I'm saying is I cannot blame everything on these people bringing something out of me. I have anger issues.
But I disagree because I feel like a person, and this is my opinion, maybe we can look up having anger issues. I feel like a person who has real anger issues, but it don't matter who the fuck it is. I'm spazzing on everybody.
No.
I'm going off on everybody.
I think I have.
I feel like it's different that you could pick and choose. Like, the fact that you could be like, okay, I'm going to only go off on my niggas. I'm not going to go off on my friends.
Right.
I'm not going to go off on my sister.
Yep.
I'm not going to go off on these people, but I'm going to go off on this person. I don't. Or maybe because it's selective anger issues.
It is.
I don't know.
Because I told you, I think I have something with men.
Oh,
it's something with men that's deep in me. Mm. That's why I'm saying I agree with you. These people aren't my people. They're not. But what I'm saying is I got some shit deep rooted in me. I have some kind of issue.
Where you
with,
just be mad at niggas.
I come in a situation like, And then when I feel like, okay, I meet this man, I'm going to let my guard down. And we're all humans. And as soon as he make a mistake, I'm on your ass. And I'm on your ass super hard.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. And I can say that. That's why I say, I agree with you. These people aren't my people, obviously. I have men that I've dated. We're still cool. We still friends. But at the end of the day, my reaction to what they did, they did not deserve that.
Yeah.
Because what I do, I take shit too fucking far. And that's what I'm saying. The reason I'm disagreeing with you because I have to stand in my shit and hold my accountability. I cannot blame this person. Oh, just because you don't bring this out of me, Killa don't, Lauren don't, my sister don't, doesn't mean that that is not in me.
Mm.
Y'all just don't see that side because I love y'all differently. I have something weird with men that I really need to heal and fix.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth. That's why I'm that little bit of urine. And I feel like I'm the little pee a little bit. And when men, we talking about having standards or having a man, I feel like men that I've dealt with, they had to bend their standards a little bit because they probably want a woman that knows how to communicate properly. I always thought of myself as being a good communicator because I have my degree in that. I talk for a living. And just because I'm all these amazing things, that doesn't mean that I don't have my issues and I have to stand in my shit, Drea. Mm-hmm. So as much as you love me and I've never done that to you, so you gonna see things from a different point of view. You like, but that's not what it is. That's not what it is because I wasn't even dating that nigga. I didn't even like that nigga. I have a weird vendetta. I don't know what it is. it's something in my childhood trauma maybe or something that I haven't tapped into yet or figured out. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm disagreeing with you, because I have to find out what it is within me and men. Mm-hmm. I talked about this before. Even when my sister and my brother-in-law got together, I was so mad at him.
I remember.
I was so mad at him. And I was just like ripping in. I was going in mean, mad, nasty. It's something in me. And I can't blame these people for that. So that's why I say, but that gets into the, everybody around me babies me to a certain extent. See what you just did? You was like, what did they do? And everybody does the same thing to me. Mm. They always do like, okay, but these people are not your people. And they bring this side out of you.
I don't think that's babying you, though. I think that that's just reality. Like, everybody that you date, everybody that you come in contact with, friends, men, everybody is just not your, even fucking family, everybody is just not your people.
Right, but I will say this, like, when people are not my people, like we just talked about on the episode with Nunu, I was talking about how my friend fucked my nigga that I was dating. Mm-hmm. I didn't go off on her. I didn't spaz on her. I didn't do anything. But I had that energy for him, though.
Oh, you did spaz on him?
Yeah, like a day or two later, like I went off on him. And we cool now. But it's like she still don't know I'm mad. And that's why I said it's something. It's very much something. I just don't know what it is. So I feel like as much as women, we bend our standards for men, I don't want to sound like a pick me. I don't. But, you know, I know men have bent their standards for me because they probably be like, I want a woman who wants to communicate, who's healthy, who can. And I can honestly say I haven't always been that person. All I can do now is take this day right now and move forward and acknowledge that and do things to change. But I think we all need to sometimes hold up the mirror in front of our faces, too. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Yeah. So, let us know how y'all feel about that. We chatty this episode.
That's a good... No, I mean, not really. I think we on time. So, now it's time to get into the bed.
Ow!
The bed.
About.
The bed.
Bow. So, today, I wanted to talk about this. Because we talked about this on Patreon a few weeks ago, and
can I
wanted to talk about bisexual men.
Sorry, can I get like a little apple cider on the side though? I think I just want it on the side because I don't want a full drink. Thank you.
With a soda on the side.
With a soda on the side.
So I wanted to talk about bisexual men today because, like, a month ago, or not a month ago, a few weeks ago, whatever. Dwight Howard and all his stuff was going on. We talked about it on Patreon a few weeks ago, obviously. So I want to talk about, like, dating bisexual men or being sexually involved with them. Is this something that you would do, open to? If you don't, if you're not open to it, why or why not?
Not.
And why not?
Because I'm just not interested.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's not that I see anything necessarily wrong with it. Mm. I just... want my man to only be with me.
Mm-hmm. But a man could be straight and not only be with you.
What do you mean?
Like, a man could be, like, not bisexual.
Well, I'm talking about, I want a man that's gonna only be with me, period. Unless, right, you know, right, we get a little girlfriend or something, because, you know, I'm kind of into that. But I just, that's just not something that I'm into.
Mm-hmm. That's fair, though.
Yeah, it's like, and it's not a problem. Like, it's not a problem. It's not that I see anything wrong with it. I just want my man to be
not sucking
only
dick
for me. And I don't want my nigga sucking dick. I don't want him sucking dick. I don't want him taking dick. I don't want him giving another nigga dick.
Bend it over, bust a wide.
That's just not what I'm interested in.
Okay.
I think that it's okay. Thank you, Ty. I think people that, you know, push the envelope, that's crazy, but I like my envelope. I kind of want mine to stay closed.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm not trying to push it.
You know what's more, I'm more interested in is, like, why is that a problem if a woman has a preference that she doesn't want to date bisexual men? That's what I just be curious about. Now, would I like mess around maybe a little one too? Yeah, but I feel like when it comes down to like somebody I'm really with, I don't think I would be interested either. But I also don't like men who like you like a man that would be interested in threesomes. I don't want to even, I don't want to be with nobody but my man. I don't even want another girl in the bedroom. For me, that's what I'm saying. So it's not even about this and XYZ. I just want it to be me and you. You know what I'm saying? But I think that it's so strange. Like if a woman says, I don't want to have threesomes with a man, with another woman, or I don't want a man who is interested in having more than one partner, XYZ. But as soon as a woman says like she necessarily doesn't want a bisexual man, it's like a big issue.
So why wouldn't you date or take a bisexual man series? And you know, it's just so crazy because I just feel like even with having these conversations, like you just want to tread lightly with everything that you say, you know, which I feel like sometimes kind of suck a little bit too, just because if this my opinion and this is how I feel and I don't, that's not what I want, then why could I possibly get shunned or get like, oh no, she's homophobic by the community because I don't want
I don't think it's homophobic.
I'm not saying you think that, but I'm saying that's the reality people, of how sometimes people react and respond to when you say things like that.
Right, I agree. I think my reasoning is more so I just don't like to share, period. I'm not interested in threesomes, period. I don't care if it's a fucking woman, man, cat, dog, whatever you into. You need to be into me. But you need to be into me, period.
Okay, but we not, but it's not a threesome. If he's bisexual, if it's a bisexual man, then it could be like, okay, prior to dating you, he was with a man. He was in a relationship with a man, and now he in a relationship with you. It doesn't necessarily mean that y'all are sharing him.
Okay.
He's sexually fluid.
He's like, sexually fluid. I think for me, I like what I like, and I'm not sexually fluid.
Okay.
I am not eating coochie. I am not interested. I want somebody who is 100% into coochie because I'm 100% into dick. Mm. It may sound silly. It may sound crazy, but that is my reasoning because I'm just not attracted to anything else. And I don't know. Maybe it's a mind thing. Maybe it's something one day I'll get over, but I'm not sexually fluid. I think I want, because I am a straight up heterosexual female, I would like a heterosexual male.
But I also don't think it's something that you gotta get over or one day be into. Like, it's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's nothing wrong with that.
But I think that's the problem. That's what I was just trying to say. I think that sometimes society make us feel like, oh, well, why aren't you open to it? What's wrong with that? Why aren't you? Like, that's not.
But there's also somebody for everybody. It's billions of people in the world. It's billions of women who love that and they're okay with that. And I think we all need to find our tribe. Like, if everybody would just find their tribe and stick with that and love on who love you, because I don't have no problem with the community. I love, you know what I'm saying? We were just talking about Jerome in the Patreon episode. Like, I know what that sounds like. Like, you know how people are like, oh, I got a black friend, I'm not racist. It's not even about that. I just feel like we all need to find our tribe and love who loves on us, but also understand that people have preferences and it's okay. It'd be a lot of men out here who would never date me because I'm not light enough or I'm not skinny enough. You know what I'm saying? Maybe my ass not fat enough. Maybe my waist not small enough. Maybe I'm too tall. People have preferences.
And I like, you know, like, I like dick. I just don't want my nigga to like dick, too. Like, and I don't think nothing is wrong with that.
Dick is like, good. I understand why if a nigga like dick.
I understand, too. And you could be.
Dick is good.
And we could be the best of friends.
No, now, some girl tweeted the other day. She said every women would be a lot better off if they realized every nigga is a little bit bisexual. How you feel about that? She said every man is a little bit bisexual.
What was her, like, what did she say after that?
Nothing.
Okay, so no, I disagree.
Damn,
like,
it's apple good.
It was. Because I feel like it done soaked in it.
It's real juicier than me.
Mm-hmm. So I disagree with that because in order for me to agree with that statement, I need a little bit more background on why you feel that way.
She didn't say nothing. She just said,
I need a little more information as to
why. Because you know what? Because people always say women are a little gay.
Yeah.
Katy Perry is not a lesbian at all. She came out with a song, I Kissed a Girl, and I Liked It. When Nicki Minaj first came on the scene, she was like, you know, she's bisexual. Or
I
she
only
was playing,
stop for pedestrians or real bad lesbian.
She used to have a whole thing where she was signing boobs. You know, I keep a bad bitch. Let me sign. Yeah. I keep a bad bitch. Like Lady Gaga. And Lady Gaga still is to this day, she's been sexually fluid since she came out.
Yeah.
But I think for women, it's more acceptable. For women, it's more acceptable, of course, because it's like a turn on thing or whatever. But I think that's stupid, too. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I just think, like, people are okay to have their preferences.
From my experience, though, most women is a little gay.
So why can't most women be a little gay, but most men can't be a little gay?
Because I'm talking about my personal experiences. I feel like most women is a little gay. I don't got not one friend that ain't no little bit of gay shit happen between us. Even from the straightest of the straightest of how you be trying to make yourself seem, you done did a little gay shit.
First of all,
I'm just saying. But with every man that I have ever been friends,
you don't know that though. You don't know that.
I ain't seen it.
You don't know that.
Let me say, I ain't seen it.
Sometimes that's that.
You think they be kissing?
You done some shit that you done took to the, that you taken to the grave.
You think niggas be kissing when we not?
I will never know.
How be looking like, and I don't either. So I'm sorry, I don't feel that way. I do not feel
okay. So let me ask you this,
because I feel like with women too, like you just said, it's not looked down upon. So I feel like women be feeling like, oh, I can kiss my friend, that's cute. People gonna double tap it, it might go viral.
Okay, whatever. But I feel like this, at the end of the day, if you curious as a person to eat a little coochie, why can't a man be a little curious to suck a little dick?
I'm not saying that he can't be. I'm disagreeing with the statement of what you just said, that girl said that every nigga is bisexual. I disagree. But I kind of do feel like every girl done did a little gay shit before.
So let me ask you this.
Even if it's like kissing your friend on the lip for a picture, that's a little gay.
You kissed me before. That's why I had to cover up my drink. You be trying to come over here.
Why did you have to cover your drink?
I don't know.
Anyway.
So let me ask you this, though. So I did a little gay shit a long, long, long time ago.
No, you did a lot of gay shit a long time ago. That was very gay, what you did. What you did with me was a little gay. What you did that time was a lot gay.
Okay, anyways. Would you date a man that, like...
And that's the point I'm making.
If he sucks...
I am very heterosexual.
I am heterosexual. Because I did it and I didn't like it. I didn't like it. But let me ask you this. Would you date a man who sucked dick 15 years ago? He didn't like it, but he only did it one time. He ain't like it, though. He ain't like it. He was just trying it. Would you date a man that sucked a little dick before? I'm not going to lie. If you did it alone and you tried it, I don't care if you did it last week or I'm not going to lie. And you didn't like it, at least we know now. And I don't got to worry about you trying to try it later on while we married.
But what if he might try it again? Anyway,
no,
I think if you do something once, you'll do it again. I think you will eat a little coochie again.
I would not.
I do think that. I think you would. Mm-mm.
I don't want no coochie, man.
I don't know. The one you had was not seasoned.
I don't want no coochie. If I would have ate some coochie, I'd be around you naked all the time.
Thanks.
A beautiful woman.
Thanks.
And then never stay. I would have been ate your coochie if I wanted to eat coochie.
No, you
again.
Wouldn't have just ate my coochie.
Yes,
I
would have
been
have.
Like, excuse me, bitch.
You would let me eat that.
No, thigh. I would not. Legs. No, I would not.
I get hit on by women all the time.
Oh,
if I
want
to eat a little fine ass coochie, I could have been. I don't want it. I'm just not interested.
I hear you, but I just.
So why can you give me that grace, but not a man?
I don't give you no grace. I'm not fucking you. That's your business. If you ate a little coochie back in the day, you ate a little coochie. I just be saying, you be loving to be like, oh, I'm very heterosexual.
I am.
You a little gay. You
I'm not.
Okay.
I thought I was.
You did something. You did.
Some gay shit.
Yes, you did.
One
and
time.
And you're proving my point.
So you stole that lip gloss from Walmart. Are you a thief?
Yes.
No, you not. No,
yes,
you're not.
I
cannot label you as a
because
thief.
Because I used to steal still alive.
But you don't do that no more.
I didn't only steal lip gloss once. People... I stole lip gloss a few times when I was like, you know, in high school and shit.
But you've grown. Are you still that same person? No, you would never steal lip gloss now.
Okay.
So you're not a thief.
So you I'm a reformed clip, though.
Cool, I'll take that. Whatever.
You are a reformed
cool, lesbian. Yeah, I'll take that. I was not a lesbian. Stupid bitch.
I just...
Let's move on, whore. Fuck you before I start fighting.
Anyways, I just feel like if you did something once, you'll do it again. So I just don't know. Like, if a dude was openly...
Oh, yeah, I need a product.
If a dude was openly honest with me, he was like, oh, yeah, I sucked a little deek, like, last year, but I promise I ain't like this shit. I'd probably still be like, you know, I'm cool on you.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
I'm cool on you.
Okay, so for the item of the week this week, I know we haven't done the item of the week in a while, y'all. Okay, so I'm a girl. I didn't use it today, but these are old curls. These are a week old. I'm a girl, so if you get your hair done... You know, curling your hair is a skill.
Yes.
With a curling iron. You got to know, look at the flick of the wrist. It's all, it's a lot. This tool is going to save your life, y'all. This is not endorsed. I got this from Ulta. What's the company? It's Infinity Pro by Con Air. It's obviously not plugged in, so it gets up to the temperature of 410 degrees. There's three different settings. So obviously you can't see this, but it lights up because it has an LED light. So you have three different choices, like a tight curl, a mid curl, and like a beach wave. So I did like a beach wave. This is so old. You know I'll be taking off my wig at night. I left this when we went to Philly and DC, so I didn't even curl my hair. So these are old curls from this machine. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is stick your hair in it like this. And you press the button and it sucks the hair in and it curls it for you. Mm-hmm. You can choose the direction it curls. You can choose the temperature and you can choose how tight the curl is. Mm-hmm. Life changer.
Really?
Game changer. If you cannot curl your hair, literally, and it's quicker. Mm-hmm. I literally be going like this. Small piece, ate that. Hey. It gets the job done.
And what is it called again?
The Infinity Pro by Con Air.
Okay.
You can get it from Ulta.
I'm going to have to order these.
Telling you, I know this shit about to sell out.
That's why I'm about to order before this shit drops.
Honey, make sure I put my Amazon link in the bio. I got to make some money. Because this is the shit. Sell out. This is the shit. I'm telling you. And I have, this is like some 20-inch hair, so it works on longer hair. I had my bob with it. I was using my bob, but it works so good, y'all. So if you're a girl who I hate using a flat iron to curl my hair. I don't like using a curling iron. This is the one, period.
Yeah, I'm not good at using a curling iron either. I'm definitely the girl that curls my hair with a flat iron.
Yeah.
I'm a pro with this shit.
I am too, but sometimes curling irons, they be too tight.
Yeah.
Or they don't. I don't know. It just don't give that beach wave. Like, I like a little, that volume, that Farrah Fawcett. Mm-hmm. When you go to the salon, they always give you that Farrah Fawcett. Mm-hmm. This going to give you that Farrah Fawcett. Now, I got another product because I don't use that on my bangs, though, because you need that fluff for your bangs. I'm going to give that to y'all next week. I can't give them too much.
You can't give them too much. You got to drop it on them slow.
Okay, so now it's time to get into
the bow.
Ow.
The bow.
Bow.
The bow.
Bow. Bow. Bow. Bow. Bow. Okay, so my bop of the week this week, I've always talked about Alan Stone. Alan Stone is an artist. I would say he does like jazz. He does like blues music. He gets on that guitar, baby, and he gonna sing your draws off. And honestly, when I first heard his music, I didn't realize he was white. I've talked about his music before on the show a long time ago when it was Wind Down Wednesday. He had a song called, I want to say it's Brown Eyed Lover. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brown Eyed Lover. Brown Eyed Lover is my favorite song by him. Oh my God. But anyways, I'm a big fan of his. He has a song called Magic that he dropped earlier this year. And he was basically like, he opens a song talking about abracadabra. Like, yeah, you put it on me. You that girl. Everything about you is magic. And he's so soulful. He is so soulful. It's a beautiful song. But it's like,
I love a beautiful song.
Man, but it's not like a ballad. It's like he on his guitar. He like talking about how cold this girl is and how she feel like magic. So yeah, that's my bop of the week, Alan Stone, Magic. I decided I have to go see him. I'm not a concert girl because I don't like big venues and big concerts. I'm more of an intimate type. So he's kind of a still like, you know, I always consider him an indie artist. So I'm gonna go see him live. I have to. He's amazing. He's dope. And he constantly drops music and projects. So yeah, Alan Stone, Magic, bop, hard.
Okay.
Period. What you been listening to, girl?
I like, it's one song that I really do like from the City Girls album.
Okay.
Fancy Ass Bitch.
Oh, with Juicy J. We talked about this.
We did? On the show?
No, we talked about this together.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Because I feel like we was listening to it the whole weekend that we were in Philly and D.C. I really like that song.
I love how JT
it's
was
so
like.
It's so good.
Yeah. And one thing
I love a well-produced remake. Because I think everybody these days, most of the songs are remakes. Yeah. Most of the songs are remakes these days. And I think sometimes I kind of be getting tired of it because I be like, where's the originality? But when it's a really well-produced remake, I be fucking with it. And I really like that song. And honestly, International Players Anthem, like, classic. Good song.
And as quiet as it kept, as quiet as it's kept, Juicy J fucks with the girls.
Yeah.
He let Glorilla redo Slob on My Knob. And that song is hard.
It is.
Lick on my clit. Make this pussy cream.
Yeah.
Do that motherfucker how you do the Russian cream. That's my shit. Juicy J, obviously, he loves Meg. Juicy J is a hottie. And he did the City Girls remix, and he did that. It sounds so good.
It's a good song.
JT ate that chorus
I know the people been trying to hate on them about their little album.
I like it. It's solid. It's what they do.
I like it. I like it, too. Yeah. And I mean, I feel like that's a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song. So that was a good bop of the week. That was a good bop of the week. Okay, so we're going to get into our favorite segment of the show. We're going to answer questions. If you want your question answered,
pour your heart out.
Pour your heart out.
I thought you wanted to do a lyric breakdown.
You know, I was, but.
You don't want to do it today?
Yeah, we're going to save it for next week. Okay. We're going to save it for next week. So if you want your question answered on the show, make sure you email us at askpoorminds@gmail.com. If you're a Patreon member, make sure you put that in the headline so you can skip the line, period.
I know this a long question. This shit feel thick as fuck.
It feel deep.
Oh, that's because it's two cards. Oh, wait. Yeah.
Oh, and y'all make sure when y'all send us some things in, y'all try to keep it short as possible. Okay? Period. Go ahead, Lil Drea.
Hi, Alex and Drea.
I like when people call me Alex.
Why do they be calling you
Alex? I don't
know.
I like it. I do like it.
I be trying to figure out why do they be calling you Alex.
Because they Lex and they think it's short for Alex. And I feel like it gives me another identity.
Firstly, let me say I love y'all down. I have been listening and telling everyone about the podcast since the booty hole episode on 85 South. I thought about writing other podcasts about a problem I keep having, but the way Lex describes her experiences, I relate more to my girls at Poor Minds. Okay, so I'm a young, early 30s mixologist, so I find myself casually day drinking with people for networking purposes. No big deal because I'm not a heavy drinker anyway, so it's never an issue. Every now and then, though, someone presents the opportunity to smoke one weed before or after drinks and meals. My issue starts here because I only do enjoy one to two weeds alone before bed or throughout the day on an off day. So I would consider myself a smoker, but I don't know how to manage staying professional and feminine after I smoke with someone. Whether it's a date or legit networking, I feel paranoid and like I stink immediately after. I smell goods like the Arabic oil sprays, my perfumes, and a personal stash of Osium in my car.
What's Osium? I have no idea.
Oh.
Oh, like an air freshener.
Oh, okay. Ladies, how do I remain soft and feminine, smelling and feeling for the rest of the night? When y'all smoke with a BDB, do y'all let him hotbox or do y'all smoke one weed before you leave the house? Any advice will be helpful. Thank y'all so much for the laughs over the years. Love y'all.
So, do y'all niggas smoke?
No.
Okay.
I don't really date niggas.
I don't know what happens. I always end up dating men who smoke. So I'll say this for me. This is the thing. You are a beautiful woman. You are in control more than what you think you are. I be smoking with these niggas, but I also let them know, give me one puff and I'm done. Stop letting people pressure you into do things you don't want to do. Like, I be smoking with niggas who smoke, bitch. Like, y'all remember Throwback Bae? Throwback Bae was a smoker. I never really smoked with him, but then I started dating my other, and he smokes heavy, and I started smoking heavy with him. When I went and hang out with Throwback Bae, he was like, dang, you be smoking, but I also don't let people pressure me. Let me hit it one time and see how I feel, and we're going to move from there, okay? So I'm not trying to be paranoid. I'm not trying to be like, because I'm not, get past me to Reggie if you got it. I don't want no strong shit.
Yeah, I don't really smoke like that. Like, most of the time, dudes that I date, they niggas who only smoke, like, on occasion.
Yeah.
Like, they'll smoke a little one weed here and there. And I'll smoke a little one weed here and there, but I've never been a smoker, and I've never really dated, like,
I've dated smokers. And, like, I feel like when we smoke, too, it's like, we'll either... Like, we be waiting. So, if we smoking before we go out, we'll still be in our, like, chill clothes. We smoke a little bit. Then we'll get ready, put our other clothes on. So, when we go out, we don't smell like that. And then when we get back, you know, we chilling for the rest of the night. So, then we smoke. Because, I don't know. We ain't never been in public smelling like a pound. Like, we always smell like, you know, his cologne, my perfume. So, but I just feel like at the end of the day, when it comes to anything, drinking, smoking, doing anything... You the woman, you the baddie, you have control of your situation. You can't, don't make no, if you don't want to smoke no more, you want to hit it one time, pass it. Oh man, come on, hit it again. No, I'm cool. I don't want to smoke. Period.
Yeah, I don't you scaring smoke the hoes. Because I will say, whenever I do smoke weed, I'm going to hit that shit probably like no more than two or three times. Because exactly. I just know my limit. That's I know if I hit it any further than that, I'm going to be high as fuck.
I don't let nobody pressure me into doing what I don't want to do because I know what I can handle. Same. You know? All right, question number two. Hey, beautiful ladies. I'm a 41-year-old woman, and there's this guy that I have been dealing with, and I really like him. We haven't had sex yet because of my insecurity. I have dentures, and he doesn't know. I want to give him that velveteen rub. What's velveteen rub?
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm afraid he won't mess with me once I take my teeth out to show him a good time. How would I go about telling him, okay, hey, man, what does this show become?
How the fuck did you know what a velveteen rub is?
She got a freaky grandma. So this is what I have to say. You do not have to take your teeth out to suck good dick, bitch. Like, don't let me not call you a bitch, but like, why you gotta take them teeth out? Superhead don't got dentures, and she's known for giving good head. Now, maybe the gums feel different. I don't know.
But if she
got head for somebody with no teeth? I'm not gonna get into details.
AWOL.
She was older. She took out her teeth.
Okay. Yo, what is this AWOL girl?
So AWOL, our style engineer said he's got head for somebody with gums, and the gummy feels different. So, I think this.
It probably also hurt, though, if you have dentures in and you trying to give head with them in.
They feel, okay, because, I mean.
So, she probably just like want to be free. Head, though,
people with teeth that stay in, we go like,
yeah. Yeah, but it's not uncomfortable because these are our teeth.
Oh, so you feel like.
I feel like it's probably uncomfortable.
For her.
Yeah. So she probably just want to be free and take them out.
You know what? That's fair because I feel like this. When I lay down with a man at night, sometimes I want to take off my wig.
Yeah.
So you deserve to take out your teeth. You know what? You changed my mind. You're right. You deserve to take out your teeth. I think this is a conversation you need to have with him. And ask him how he feels. And sometimes you got to convince him a little bit. And hey, you know what? Turn the lights off and do it first.
No. Because if he turned them hoes on and she be...
I think maybe you need to try it on them first. Try it on them first. And he gonna be like, this the best head I ever got. And then If a nigga get good head, we all know niggas love good head. If you give him some good head one time, he gonna be like, I don't give a fuck. Take them teeth out. He gonna be requesting them teeth. He gonna want
Honey,
you to show
why
up.
Why are you shaking?
He gonna be requesting you to show up at SK. He gonna say, baby, I'm taking you to STK tonight. Leave the teeth at home. Like this. A gunk. She gonna get it real moist. Suck on it. She gonna suck on that steak a little bit. Gum it down. Chew it in the back. Them gums in the heart be back a little hard a little bit. I
don't feel like you can chew steak with gums.
I feel like at the end of the day,
she
I
need
think,
to order bolognese.
So she can
already
chew it with her tongue.
Yeah, it's already, you know, the pasta soft. It's already mashed up.
But why do people with no teeth chew like that? Like, you can't chew regular. What is it about that? No, I'm serious. What is it about this? And then they hold their mouth like this.
Because they don't have no teeth.
Just hold it regular.
You can't hold it regular. Your teeth is what makes your lips and everything look more structured, because your teeth is like keeping everything in place. If you don't have no teeth, then your mouth can't help but be like,
oh, I hate that. Just sit regular.
They can't.
I think they should sit like this.
They be doing that too.
They do be they doing
do.
That too.
People who don't have teeth be like this too. We need to fucking stop it.
Why they lip be quivering too?
It don't. Yes, no, it don't. Do. I ain't never seen
that. I think it's because they be getting that food out their teeth.
Nah.
Or their gums.
I ain't never. Damn. But it's crazy how, like, teeth really make a difference, though. Because I remember my granny didn't have no teeth.
Okay.
Why would you say okay? She didn't have no teeth for real.
She was sucking your granddaddy dick like
I,
that?
No. My granddaddy was already dead.
She was sucking somebody dick.
All right. Anyways, my granny didn't have no teeth, and it was just so crazy because when I would see her without her teeth versus when she would put them in, she looked like two different people. Like, teeth really make a difference.
Damn.
They really do. Like, a person not having teeth and then having teeth, it really makes you look like a whole different person.
Well, I don't think that she should talk to him about not having teeth.
So that's
I think
another
that's
reason why she
off.
Might be nervous.
I
too.
Think she needs to turn the lights off and suck his dick without the teeth and show him. What she called it, the velveteen rub.
Velveteen rub is, that's, I lied. We're not naming this episode T-Rex. We naming
velveteen
this,
rub is crazy.
We naming this shit velveteen
that's
rub.
My advice. I don't know. I've never had dentures. I got all my teeth.
Same.
But I think you need to turn the lights off and go to work on that nigga. Change his life a little bit. And he ain't going to never let you go. Good head goes a long fucking
way. It do.
Way.
It go a long way.
He said, AWOL said, head with the gums is different. I think you need to put it on him. I think you need to turn the lights off and put it on him. Put him on to make him on to marry me. Put it on to make him on to marry. Rashida knew what she was talking about.
Maybe she.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in. PoorMinds.com. Get your tickets. We on tour right now, and we'll see y'all next week.
Bye, y'all.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, XG.
And it's your girl, Dre and Nicole.
And I got some really good news for y'all.
Yes, period, y'all. We are about to revamp our whole Patreon.
Yes.
We got so much new shit coming soon for y'all. Like, we about to be doing challenges. We about to be doing vlogs. Mm-hmm. We really about to be dropping a lot of exclusive content for y'all. So if one episode a week is not enough, y'all about to get some more content on Patreon.
Yes, y'all be saying, oh, make the episodes longer. I need twice a week. Well, this is your opportunity to see us twice a week. And also, you're gonna get a look into our lives, mm-hmm. and know what's on a personal level. Mm-hmm. So make sure y'all sign up at patreon.com/poorminds. Sign up today. There's different tiers. So if you want audio only, you can just listen. If you want video and audio, we have that too. And also, we have a top tier where you get exclusive access to merch, shows, all that good mm-hmm. stuff. So go to patreon.com/poorminds and sign up today.
Sing in my bedroom. Yeah.
So girl, please don't be late. Oh yeah, oh yeah. There's a meeting in my bedroom.
Bedroom.
So please don't make me wait.
Oh, but you swear you don't like girls. That's why I be saying you lying. Looking at my rollie, I see it's almost time. Yeah. I hope you're getting ready, girl, and don't forget the wine. How long don't think it's done? I like having you around, so I gotta put you down. So be there or be square.
There's a meeting in my bedroom. Yeah. So girl, please don't be late.
There's a meeting in my
So please don't make me wait.
There's a meeting in my.
I had to get it.
Step into me, casa. Lay you down. Got a little something for my sexy mama. Shake it for you since day one. You're my moon and you're my sun.
There's a mirror in my bedroom.
So girl, please don't be late.
I'm getting freaky. I'm getting freaky.
Man, fuck this shit. I'm out. I'm hungry.